This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. While we're trying to connect to Timmy Brando, one of the things we talked about last Thursday was about the possibility that the winner of the race, and we spoke about journalism and sovereignty being the two top horses, so to speak. They were the two top ones. Sovereignty or journalism, maybe not racing in the Preakness. Well, today, the Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, announced, not him himself, but his trainers and the people that owned him, is that they're skipping the Preakness. And that they are going to basically shoot for the Belmont. And this is no surprise to me. I know we had on our racing expert about it. He felt as though the winner would run. But, man, I've seen this a few times over the last few years where some of these horses and their trainers will skip that a bit kind of chance to win the Triple Crown. And, you know, just kind of skip it out. So Sovereignty is skipping the Preakness. He will run into Belmont. And so no surprise to me on that end, Charlie, that that this would happen. Again, I brought it up Thursday that I felt if it was Sovereignty or even journalism, which they finished 1-2, that the winner would not run. He would not run into Preakness, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, we had asked Dick Girardi about this last week, Mike, ahead of the Derby, that, you know, would there be one of the props that BetOnline was putting out there, would there be a Triple Crown winner this year? And he said no, flat out no. And
no.
It just feels like this happens every single year, doesn't it? And I know that Pat Ford had put out there that horse racing is the king of self-inflicted wounds, that, you know, people are interested in Triple Crown stuff, but, you know, we haven't seen one in quite some time now, and it just feels like every chance that you get with a Kentucky Derby, maybe upset that, oh, will they run the next race with the Preakness? And it's just, no, it doesn't happen. So a little bit unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Charlie, while we try to get in touch with Timmy, a little bit about the games tonight. Because while last night, I don't know if you could find two better games to watch. I really don't know if you're a basketball fan or even a casual fan that really captured interest. What about tonight's games in the NBA?
Yeah, so it's interesting, Mike. You know, the game one so far in the semifinal round of the NBA playoffs have all been upsets. The Pacers took game one from Cleveland in game one, and then last night's doubleheader, which was fantastic. The Knicks, and then obviously the Nuggets taking game one from Boston and OKC respectively. Now we have game two of Indiana versus Cleveland tonight. Cleveland is still, you know, heavy favorites. It feels like Vegas is just kind of disrespecting Indiana in a sense. I get it that this is of utmost importance to them to not go down 2-0 at home. So, but 7.5-point favorites, and there's some question marks about Cleveland with their health because DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, all key players for them are potentially questionable game time decisions for this matchup. So we'll see what happens there. That's something worth monitoring. That game's going to be at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll share live updates throughout the night. And then the second matchup of the evening, the Warriors go to the Timberwolves for the first game of that series. That's the only series of the four that has not started just yet. And it's because the Warriors and the Rockets went all the way to game seven, which happened on Sunday. So that game is going to be in Minnesota tonight. And Mike, you know, how many times in the second round of the playoffs do you see a six seed hosting the second round against a 7 seed. I think it's a pretty interesting matchup, but this isn't a regular 7 seed with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler.
No, because down the stretch, they were pretty hot.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to see them on the schedule if you were trying to play for a W. Now, I got a lot of teams that you play. You know what they were playing for toward the end of the season. But the Warriors got some experience with Steph Curry. They got some talent. They can jack it up. And the Timberwolves and what they were able to do, man, that was impressive in the last series. They had some backbone there, and they weren't going to back down. But to have game one on their home court,
yep.
We'll see how this goes with them. I still love the Warriors.
Okay.
You know, maybe because, you know, I'm still thinking of maybe Steph Curry of a few years back. But I think with him and Jimmy Butler, they're going to give the Timberwolves a lot of issues.
I lean the Timberwolves. Vegas also kind of leans the Timberwolves, but less heavy than I thought it would be. Minnesota was so impressive against the Lakers.
Oh,
and I understand that was a flawed Laker roster, and Minnesota took advantage of the issues that they had, especially with the size. I just like what Minnesota can throw at teams in the playoffs with their multiple rotations. And then they have the superstar with Anthony Edwards, this emerging piece that, you know, Adidas has labeled as the Kingslayer after last year. He takes down Kevin Durant and Nikola Jokic en route to the Western Conference Finals. This year, he takes down Luka Doncic and LeBron in the first round, and then moving on to the second round, has a chance to take out Steph Curry as well. So, listen, if they make a run to the Western Conference Finals and potentially meet one of, you know, OKC or Denver, I think that it would be another kind of feather in the cap for Anthony Edwards, who's still trying to get over that hump, but at the same time, he's an emerging superstar in this league.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.